Welcome to the DNFG podcast, brought to you by Minecraft, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Saunders Family Dog Adoption Center, Mountain Dew Hard Seltzers, your local Casey's, and Hannah's in the Old City.
Everything Lydia love when it's hot. Turn up the city, I broke off the match. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot.
I created history and made me a lot. Each other did me
and let's send it down to our host, Davis Hatmaker, Crimpy Hunt, Andy Brock, and your commissioner, Caleb Griffin.
You show lying, horrim survive, Vashem survive the amai, may I tell the anointer.
You show lying, horrim survive, Vashem survive the amai. May I tell me I don't love
you.
Good crack to start. Good pour. Oh, that's a really good pour. Straight out of, that's out of a movie.
Sounded like Beer Buddy.
That's out of a movie.
That did sound like Beer Buddy. Everyone has to guess what I'm drinking every week.
Guess what Bob's drinking.
Guess what he's drinking.
If you're right, I'll trade you Travis Kelce.
I think this week we should make it a little different. So Bob, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, Bob is drinking a White Claw. It's your job to guess what flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
JC's also drinking a White Claw. It's the same flavor.
Same flavor. So guesses wins Travis Kelce. Was the rules.
So if anybody gets it right, he just goes straight to the waivers.
Straight to the waivers. But Bob's at the top of the waivers, so he can get him back.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, podcast number two.
Gets released.
Podcast number two. We did one last week. I failed to do anything with it, so here we are.
It was way too long. We kind of it's a test run.
It would have been an hour and 20 minutes. I don't think anyone would have listened to the full thing. So we're gonna try to shoot for 45 minutes or 30 minutes from now on. I don't even know if there was anything good from last week. So we're starting it over. Full week of games. Week one in the books. We'll dissect every matchup, give our thoughts, and then a little look ahead to next week, some overviews. But first, let's go around the room. Just say how everyone's feeling after week one, seeing the fantasy app active, watching Red Zone. Any particular thoughts around the room?
I look around the room, and I'm seeing a combined record of 3-1.
Yeah, that's a good observation. Who's the one?
I don't know. Who is the one?
I did take an L to my little brother, but I did not score the least amount of points of all the people sitting here, so I'm okay with that as well.
Ooh, another interesting one.
Aaron Rodgers scored 3 points.
Yep.
He's currently sitting at quarterback 32 right now.
Can only go up from there. So that means he was literally the worst quarterback
the worst
in week
quarterback,
one.
Yeah. Dang. That's all right, though. We still got the dub.
True. Bob pulled out a win against Jeff. Good battle there. Terrible end final result score. Ugly week one. JC lost to his brother. How does that make you feel?
It was a tough performance from the boys. We did not get in the end zone like we needed to. We had a couple players go out early. Well, first half exit from Keenan Allen did not help me very much.
What's your record now against Matt?
I'm 2-1.
Okay. So that's the
first
Matthew
time I lost
win.
To Matt.
Matt's really good in week one, I try to tell you. He beat me last year in week one pretty bad. And a Cardinals receiver scored, and it happened again.
Yeah.
He traded DeAndre for Hollywood. Davis squeaked out a win against Nice. Came down to Sunday night. How are you feeling, Davey?
I feel pretty good. Bennett drafted CeeDee Lamb, so arguably he beat himself.
Yeah.
feel good going into week two, facing another division opponent, Lemonade champ Ryan Neal.
So yeah.
Feel pretty good.
Let's start with their first matchup to dissect. TP and Corbfucker went head-to-head, a rematch of the Lemonade Bowl. I got the win. It was kind of a nerve-wracking win. I was supposed to win by 40 at one point throughout Sunday, and then Justin Jefferson had a hellacious day, terrifying day. 30 points in the first half is never what you want to see. Clyde Edwards-Alaire had 20, so I kind of blame the scare on HUD, who traded both those players to Ryan prior to week one.
The red scare.
But Ryan looked very dangerous, knowing that he has Justin Jefferson. Just hours ago, Ryan made another trade, so Ryan's extremely active.
Did Hudson get Ramondre Stevenson?
HUD did get Ramondre Stevenson, so... Which is, I still think that was a good trade for both parties.
I do, too. I mean, Ramondre didn't have nearly the week as Clyde. No, but it's week one.
It's week one. Yeah, Clyde, it could be a fluke week for Clyde. You never know. Only weird thing for Ryan is we officially saw the punishment take effect as J.K. Dobbins was ruled out. Ryan couldn't pick up anyone on waivers, so he had to start Sony Michel. So punishment was punishing Ryan in this instance. It definitely took an effect.
It did. I wonder if it'll have an effect this week. Is he still starting Sonny Michel?
Dobbins is questionable.
At the moment, he has Dobbins and Lazard both in his lineup. He has Godwin on his bench. All three questionable.
So. I also ordered that sucker John had
for Ryan to give
his apology speech with. So Ryan, you better remember to have that presentation prepared.
So Ryan,
I got
next
week, the devil's toe sucker that John got that one. I'm waiting for
next week. He has to suck on this sucker and give a speech,
give an apology.
Okay,
well that is 1 week.
Florida
away.
Week, whenever
it is a week away. So Ryan better be prepping those taste buds, prepping
I'm sure
a speech.
Give us a good presentation. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be great.
Maybe an interpretive dance.
Yeah, a little bit of flair in there could be helpful. Again, as I mentioned, the YouTube thing was an option, so if he wants to add some of those elements, by all means.
Speaking on your matchup with Corb,
yeah.
How do you feel about throwing a big zero week one in the tight end spot?
I don't feel good.
I've been there before.
As someone who threw up multiple zeros in multiple weeks last year at the tight end spot.
It's not a good feeling.
It's not a great feeling. Do you have a plan going forward?
So there's something that I feel like happened, and I swear it's a Mandela effect where I witnessed Irv Smith catch a pass on Sunday.
We did.
He caught a pass on Sunday, but we never saw them call
it
back.
It incomplete.
He had 0.8 points, so it doesn't matter
if
at the end of the day. But
I
swear I witnessed with my own eyes Irv Smith catch a pass, and then all of a sudden he didn't. My tight ends, I have three of them on my team. They combined for 7 points, all three of them. Not good. Mm-hmm. So all we can do is try to play the waiver wire game. Maybe someone does good next week. I don't know. I'll probably drop one of the three this week. Hint, it's Irv Smith Jr. He's getting dropped this week. You'll probably see him on waivers by the time this episode comes out. So, no, that was definitely disappointing. Also, T got his head taken off. That was really upsetting. All well wishes to T. This podcast today is for T. Higgins.
Good teams find a way to win.
That is true. Good teams do find a way to win, and good running backs also perform well when the spotlight's on, and that's what Miles Sanders did. He definitely shut up a few haters this week. 17.5 points, which was more than any running back that Caleb had. After Caleb gave Miles Sanders all kinds of crap.
Antonio Gibson had like almost 17 points.
Well, almost. 17.5 for Miles Sanders. He had 96 yards and a touchdown, so... pretty good.
Antonio didn't score a touchdown. That's just efficiency.
No, it's still not quite enough.
Smith did get two targets.
He caught one, I swear.
He did.
He did catch one.
I saw it too. They called it back.
Also, rule change. Maybe considering a rule change. Christian McCaffrey picked up a fumble in the backfield and then ran it for 28 yards, but they didn't give me points because they said it was a fumble recovery instead of a run.
Well, defense
I don't
doesn't
like
get
that.
Count. Counted for their fumble recovery yards?
Well, they're a defensive unit.
They don't get yards in general.
Yeah, they don't.
It's a tough thing to kind of argue.
No,
I
feel like...
Do we add yards to special teams?
Yeah.
All right.
Or
a league...
0.1 per 10 yards on a return.
If your player's a kicker turner, we'll give you
yards. I like
that.
That's not bad.
Shoot it up to you, league. Would you guys like special teams yards?
I mean, like kick returner yards, because it gives those late, you know, wide receivers some extra flex... playability.
Like Cordarrelle Patterson would be like insane.
He was insane this week, actually.
That's true.
He ran for over 100 yards and had a touchdown, and I don't even know his receiving stats. So Cordarrelle was insane.
The Saints have a bad defense.
So I'm 1-0. Ryan's 0-1. I've won the Lemonade Bowl now twice. Ryan, I don't know where he's going to move after this defeat. Now that I've beaten him twice,
well, he's coming back. In
he
town,
is coming
so,
back,
so, maybe
so
he'll stay.
That might be what he needs to get on a win streak. Our next matchup, we saw Marvin's Monsters absolutely munch on Sunday.
They did feast.
Marvin's Monsters got a 131-94 win over Gaza's Goon Squad. Good performance from Gaza's team. He
was
led...
looking like it was going to be a pretty high scoring.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
120s.
Mark's 4 o'clock guys really laid an egg for him. Unfortunately, defense 0 points. Austin Eckler didn't have 10. Hunter Renfrow was non-existent. Brandon Ayuk did nothing.
It's always tough when your defense gets zero.
Yeah. It was a tough 4 o'clock slate for Mark. There was not a lot of weaknesses for the Monsters, to be honest. He looks a little bit scary. I don't think his defense is going to get 23 every week. But
no, that's an insane defense.
But he's got some players, Joe that's Murrow. For sure. And he had a couple of 20-pointers on his bench as well. So a good week for Marvin. Do we think Marvin Monster is an early candidate for top four team in this league?
I think when you have the first pick, you have to be.
I think he picked pretty well around it.
Yeah, especially week one.
Yeah, week one, he had the numbers. I mean, Jalen Hurts played great. Jonathan Taylor, amazing.
I mean,
Bateman and McLaurin, they only had two catches apiece, which could be
four
concerning.
Receptions for two touchdowns.
I will say McLaurin and Bateman,
four
they relied
receptions combined
purely
for over 100 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, no, McLaurin and Bateman purely relied on their one deep ball that they caught, so that could be a concern, but it worked out for week one.
But they also still happen to be their wide receiver ones on the team.
True, no, they can do that every week.
They'll see consistent production, it just won't come
that Zach Ertz score a touchdown?
He sure did.
Drake London had quite a few targets.
Yeah. Drake London had the most volume out of any of his receivers.
Yeah.
So, Connor's looking good. He gets the win over Mark. What do we feel about Mark's team? This was technically a battle between 1 and 2 in the projected final standings.
Those final standings changed so much after this week.
True. Do we think Mark, though, is in a good position still?
Going forward?
Yeah. Austin Eckler's going to have better games than that.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say Mark's team, similar-ish performance to mine, and where that... He still made it into the 90s without too many touchdowns.
Yeah.
Moving forward, you get a couple touchdowns from your guys, you'll be all right.
Kyle Pitts also had 2 points. I feel like that's
fine. He's got the power to get over 100 every week for sure.
The 49ers will throw the ball more, so
I will
get more.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in the Rain Bowl down there.
Yeah.
Our next matchup was an interesting one. Baby Bed Disappointment and Dallas Deep Throats ended up being a lot closer than maybe it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Baby made it a game there at the end. Javonte Williams looked okay last night, but he got a lot of receiving volume.
He did.
So that boosted him. A.J. Dillon had a good game for him. Other than that, Debo had one rushing touchdown. Other than that, it was a tough day for Baby Bad Disappointment.
Yeah.
Dallas Deep Throat started off hot with A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill on the 1 o'clock slate, just absolutely dicing. And putting up numbers. But then Najee Harris, he didn't play very good. Maybe got injured there at the end of the game. Tom Brady, although his team won, didn't have fantasy numbers. And
his defense had
ended up being an okay day for Deep Throats, but he gets the win.
He does. Tough having A.J. Brown play against Devonta Smith with zero
receptions. Yeah. That could have been the difference there.
Versus 10 receptions. DK, I imagine going forward, it'll balance out between the two throughout the season. AJ's still the best receiver.
DK
but
also fumbled, so he lost 2 points there.
True.
Cause
this looked like it was going to be a Dan domination, but it ended up being a lot closer.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that says resiliency about the boys from Denver or if this is almost a late choke tendency from the Deep Throaters.
The Deep Throaters.
I think disappointment has a lot to look forward to in the coming
weeks. I can't wait to release.
I mean, Hayden Hurst having 5 catches, not a bad look.
I don't know why. Honestly, I'm saying this with Melvin Gordon on my team. I don't know why Melvin and Javonte get the same volume, but it just happens that way sometimes. Javonte clearly got more receiving touches, but Melvin was getting a lot of goal line touches too. So I don't understand that.
They each fumbled on the one.
It's just it's either going to be a great week with Javonte and AJ Dillon, or it could be just terrible because they're both kind of in committees.
They're both in committees, but it's pretty clear 2-man committees.
True.
Yeah,
obviously I think Baby Bed Disappointment can expect better performances from Joe Burrow along the way as well.
I think
still salvage 19 points.
You could always play the numbers,
that's pretty nice.
If game Aaron Rodgers could do that. The what if game, but if Javonte Williams doesn't fumble and instead scores,
true,
it's an 8-point swing, and we're looking at a 3-point game.
Yeah. I feel like Baby Bed definitely feels like he left something on the table this week.
Absolutely.
A better team than 83 points. Our next matchup, we've already talked about a little bit, but Don Crippy's Lemon Drops fell to Team Starkville Hunt. It was a good battle between two Lions running backs. Matt Hunt clearly had the better one, though. DeAndre Swift went crazy. Obviously, Stephon Diggs on Thursday night was unfortunate. It was just an all-around. Everyone on Matt's team did pretty good except for Mike Davis. That was not a good play. But honestly, he didn't really have too many other options. And then for JC, maybe not the performance he wanted out of ETN.
No, not at all.
Not a lot. Who would have thought that Jamal Williams would have been your best player?
I knew it from the start. When he got the call-up, he was the most excited to play out of everybody on my team. So then I knew when Lazard went down and he said, "Coach, I'll play flex. He got up right away. So I knew that he'd be stealing some touchdowns from the prolific DeAndre Swift.
He was a vulture the entire day.
So that was nice.
A 50-point game if not for him.
Exactly. So that was nice of Jamal.
Yep.
Nobody else really wanted to even come close to the end zone. I mean, Travis Etienne dropped a pass 2 yards away from the end zone.
What did you see from Dallas Goedert that prompted a trade?
Yeah,
it wasn't really what I saw from Dallas Goedert. It's the Mark Andrews. I wanted him. I traded for him.
What was the first phone call with Mark Andrews like? What did y'all talk about?
He said, "Coach, I'm ready to play." He said, "Send me the playbook. I'll be up all night." He said, "You have to do that. You gotta get some sleep, man." He said, "No, I'll be up all night."
Wow.
The battle of the beansiest quarterback. Went to Kyler, even though he had less points.
Kyler won the award for eensy-beensy quarterback. Because
are those both?
He
both
looked
those
a lot smaller
the
than
only
normal.
Only two quarterbacks under 6 foot starting.
Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray.
Probably.
Maybe.
Eensy-beensies.
Kyler. Is Jalen Hurts under 6 feet? He might be. Tua.
No, I think
Tua is small.
There's got to be someone who's 5'11".
Drew
Brees was definitely 5'11", but
is Dak 6 feet? Yeah, Dak 6 feet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Kyler looked very eensy beansy. Like,
yeah,
he looked so small, very very small. Yeah, but it just seemed more glaring than usual.
He is super beansy.
It's because he was getting. I mean, they were getting murdered by the Chiefs.
Are you gonna maybe think about starting Jameis 1 week over a much bigger version of a quarterback?
I love Jameis.
Jameis is thick.
What did Jameis say?
Pain.
The pain everywhere.
Yeah,
he's definitely not beansy.
He's not a bad option.
He's not a beansy boy.
No.
You know, he's been known to air it out, so I mean,
he's pretty thick.
He may be the biggest.
He might be twice the size of Kyler.
Yeah.
He could eat
Kyler. Oh, yeah. And you've got Taysom Hill as well.
I do. I got to have my New Orleans players. Should have started Taysom at the tight end spot. I was thinking about it.
Do you want to give me one of those tight ends? Because you can't start Taysom and Mark Andrews.
Taysom might just end up being a flex play midseason
here.
Enough.
Isaiah Pacheco had a big game.
I think he did have a good game. Enough to send him on his way.
I think the Lemon Drops will be all right. I don't know if Keenan Allen plays this week.
I don't think he does. It's a short week on Thursday. Thursday night game. If it was Sky Sunday, he would play, I think, but they're not going to play him on Thursday.
Throw Sky Moore in.
Starkville Hunt, a good week, 119. He's 1-0.
That's the third highest score of the week.
Did you get Josh Palmer?
Next matchup, Dixie Normus and bye week. Very close match the entire day. Davis ends up pulling it out by 7. Dave, what did you like? What did you not like?
I did go to bed before the game was over. I was losing when I went to bed, so it's a nice thing to wake up to.
Oh, yeah.
What did I like? I liked Christian Kirk. This 117 yards in your debut with the new team.
That's really good.
That's literally nothing to complain about.
No.
Fournette, 127 yards. That's pretty huge. Gotta love Justin Herbert. Had him the first. Sue was like, "Hatmaker, you're going to love Herbert. Make sure you take good care of him." Yeah. Remember who had him year one, Dick? He's mine. And he treats me very well.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, Sammy Watkins, My kicker missed a field goal. That sucks.
Got a big squirrel.
Breece Hall fumbled. That's not great.
Are you worried about Breece Hall with the emerging Michael Carter?
No, I like.
You got Darrell Henderson.
I'm not worried about Michael Carter. I'm not worried about Breece Hall like that much. He's probably not going to play for me this week, but I'm not necessarily worried about him.
Jahan Dodson.
He had 10 targets. That's
true.
That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, good win for you. Gritted it out. On the other side, we already talked about Nice. CeeDee Lamb might be screwed now. The Cowboys offense looked terrible. Dak's gone. That's unfortunate. Raheem Mostert, that's nothing.
But looking at his bench, I think you can, you know,
James Robinson. James Robinson is a huge surprise.
He can easily switch James Robinson to his RB2 and throw in
Michael Thomas.
Guard Mike at the flex.
A huge surprise.
I think that fixes Nice's team pretty well.
Joe Mixon, as good as always. And then Michael Pittman Jr. is a stud. So Nice still has some fantastic players. He'll get that lineup right until Dak gets back or until the Cowboys figure out whatever the heck they're doing. DJ Chark also had a touchdown on his bench. Not bad. So I think Nice will be fine. He scored 99 points, which would have beaten Bob and me. No, it wouldn't have beaten me.
Would have beaten JC.
Would have barely lost to me, but would have beaten Bob for sure.
Well, guess who scored less than me? Jeffrey Cox.
True. All right, here the next one is probably the biggest blowout.
Wait, I do got one more.
Okay, one more comment.
Watch out for Jahan Dotson.
He is scary. Yeah, Jahan. Rookie of the year, maybe?
Early
rookie of the year?
I think it's a little too early.
The Civil War was very long.
Civil War, absolute blowout. Is HUD even going to be a factor in this, league anymore? Fort Worth Whiskey Wiener absolutely slaps Bitch Boys in what was just an absolute beatdown. John had two guys with over 30. Saquon's back, 31 points.
Yeah, that's huge.
Jamar Chase is amazing.
Amon-Ra.
Other than that, Pat Mahomes, amazing. If you have those three every week doing that, then it doesn't matter what the rest of your team does.
No.
And Amon-Ra had a great game, too. So, John looked great. HUD, just disgusting week. Cooper Kupp had a third of your points on Thursday night. The rest of your team... Brandon McManus was your next highest scorer, which... Brandon McManus is a dog, so, like...
Mega sexy is...
That's fine, but...
It's no longer sexy these days.
Zeke and Tony Pollard are now going to be terrible, as they already were, like, pretty average. And then, yeah, Adam Thielen was almost invisible to Kirk Cousins. Yeah. It was only Justin Jefferson.
Andre had...
Is HUD done for? Is he done?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's done. Yeah. We're ruling him out.
So he's got...
HUD's already been eliminated from the playoffs.
He's completely eliminated in my eyes.
Four running backs, I guess, with Gainwell, and they're all in a committee. It's just this team.
Kenneth Gainwell's such a vulture. Such a vulture.
On the way out.
Yeah, no, the...
Going two white receivers is tough, Hudson.
Do that. and a white tight end, and a white quarterback, white kicker.
Does Hudson have the most?
And he's got Deshaun Watson.
And he has Matthew Stafford, the most racist quarterback in the league.
And Baker Mayfield.
And Baker
just
Mayfield,
an all-time white guy.
Actually, probably the third most racist quarterback behind Kirk.
Also,
Kirk is a racist.
Baker
Matthew
Mayfield,
Stafford's the most racist.
We didn't mention it, but I hate Baker Mayfield because the Panthers wanted him to have his little revenge game, and they just didn't give Christian enough touches.
So did the Seahawks and the Broncos.
It was annoying. Hopefully we get past that. Next matchup, man, what a week in the wrong direction it was for Daniel Seward. I don't know if his team name is Ole Windy or Ole Windy, but
I'd say Ole.
I think he's just Ole Windy. I think he's just got to change the name. I think he just needs a fresh start.
He should have kept it.
He needs to change his. He needs to change his team logo away from just the ESPN helmet. Like, that's not good. A lot of people in this league have their logos, the ESPN helmet. Let's get that out of there.
Stinky and Sue have like the same helmet.
Yeah. Super Stinker's role in this matchup. The only bright spots for Sue were his receivers, Jerry Jeudy and Gabe Davis. That was two great performances.
Yeah.
But Dak Prescott out. Alvin Kamara did not play very well.
Rib injury.
Could be bad. Cam Akers, 0 points. Cole Kmet... 0 points. No one else was appealing.
Damian Harris. Carlson's a good kicker. I'm a fan of Carlson.
Carlson did fine, but yeah, really tough week for Daniel Seward.
Should have started Goff. Should have been.
It's Goff Girl time.
The only way he saves face and has a chance in this league is if he changes his name to Goff.
It's Goff Girls time. I do bless Daniel Seward with that name.
I was 1-0 last year as Goff Girls when I brought it back.
If he wants to bestow the name, I give him full authority. He texted me today and asked me, how do I handle Jared Goff? What do I need to do? What do I need to expect? And I said, you got to treat him right, and maybe he'll give you over 13 points. If
he
we're lucky,
last week.
He'll have the occasional touchdown run, but you've got to treat him right. And I think Sue is ready for that challenge. Now, if he picks someone up off the waiver wires and starts him over Goff, then he's cursed.
All right.
If he's gone...
Is Jeff already cursed because he didn't have the trophy this week?
Oh, Jeff's already cursed. Jeff is cursed. So Sue is next if he doesn't treat Jared Goff right. So a lot of expectations with maybe a new Goff's Girls. Steven looked great, didn't he?
Yeah.
Steven's team looked good.
Unfortunate injury to Elijah Mitchell, but he's still got Kareem.
He's got both round Browns running backs, which dominated. Both
Stacking
of them did very well.
Running backs is wild, but...
Yeah.
Hudson attempted it, and it failed pretty bad.
He's got Tyler Boyd. If T. Higgins misses any time, it's great.
Yeah.
Great player to have.
Yeah. He's all right. And then his receivers did pretty good, too. Devontae Adams looked like a beast in Las Vegas.
Mafia down there.
And Jalen Waddle did pretty good, despite rumors that he might not play. So, Stinkers, really good week.
They
stunk it up.
Windy.
They did stink.
This
wind wasn't strong enough to blow away the stench.
It was not.
No. It was like the Bears Stadium, except for the rain.
It was letting
in
all of the elements.
It was
stench.
Absolute sewage just leaking in. And sewage, and that's why Cam Akers got no points. Steven looks like a perennial threat. In our last matchup, Knoxville Cock and Balls, defending champions, follows up his trophy win, the stinker against Let's Go Brandon, who also put up a stinker.
Yeah,
6-point
game.
This was probably the ugliest game of the week.
Look,
good teams find ways to win.
I
would
the,
have easily had over 100 points if Aaron Rodgers didn't throw up a fat 3-point game. And if Christian Watson didn't drop the first pass of the game for a 50-yard touchdown, would have had a great game. Aaron Rodgers needs to knock it off with all this tattoo, these crystals, whatever he's doing. He needs to knock it off.
He's trying to go the Brady route, and it's not working.
He's not doing the TB12 method. He's doing the
Well, that is the AR12 method. His wife is a witch.
What does he need to do to get it under? What's he got to do?
I thought they were...
Tom Brady?
He's got to...
Tell him what he
needs. I don't know what he has to do. He needs to do what he does best and play good in the regular season.
He might be upset you're trying to trade him.
He loves when people talk about trying to trade him and get rid of him.
That is true.
That's why it motivates him, so I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah. Travis Kelce looked great, though. You have to be happy to have him.
I did. My team did score one touchdown this week, and Travis Kelce was the one that did it. So I appreciate that from him. Nice 23-point game from your tight end. Feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Could have had zero.
This matchup definitely had the two of the better tight ends in the league. Darren Waller on the other end.
Darren Waller was about 2 yards away from winning the game for Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 yards Jeff, short of all the Jeff end needed Jeff was won. Something else. I mean, Derrick Henry, a stinker for what he normally does. Tua was average in a win.
It's never great when your defense is your highest scorer.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
Tua outscoring.
I will say
Rodgers by 12.
Maybe gritty performance of the week. Harrison Butker absolutely decimating his ankle, coming back and still contending and beating Bob's kicker and Randy Bullock.
Randy Bullock.
Not only
screwed me twice,
lost you points, but also lost the Titans, your team.
He's hitting the waivers this week.
He's definitely getting dropped. So Bob is 1-0. Jeff
That's
is still
matters.
Cursed until he comes in and gets the trophy.
He claims his trophy,
then he will
his
be uncursed.
And his shirt, his maple syrup shirt.
He will be cursed. So let's take a brief look at the standings. Dave is the only one to get a win in the OnlyFans East. So Dixie Normus is 1-0. Over all of his league mates.
First place.
OnlyFans West, absolutely stacked right now. Three teams, 1-0. Seems like every division I'm in is always just unreal. Me, Matt Hunt, and Bob get a win. TikTok East, only one winner.
You just sat here and roasted Bob for a little while, and now you're calling him unreal? Let's style it back a little bit.
He's want to know. I don't see.
Sounds like someone likes my team.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Consistency here.
You're below me in the standing still. So.
We'll see. Who do you play this week?
Well, I play John this week, so that's an unfortunate matchup. TikTok East. Connor's the only 1-0 team. That division sucks.
JC's in that division.
The division's off to a tough start. It's off to a tough start.
Division. You do have Hudson. Right. You do have Hudson in your division, Hudson, which is by far the worst.
This might be the worst division in this league. I don't know. What do you say? Do you think so?
I think the haters can keep on hating. We're going to show
you.
You
have Jeff and Hudson.
Jeff and Hud had two of the least scores, I will say. Yeah, TikTok West.
Hudson already has a 26% chance to make the playoffs.
Hud's got a terrible percentage at the moment. Oh. He's got to turn it around.
He's not the lowest percent chance to make the playoffs.
Wendy's at 20.
Oh, no. Sue's at 20? That's not good.
That's tough.
Dang. TikTok West also had three winners. That's a really tough division.
The West is strong this year.
That's probably the best division so far after week one with John, yeah. Steven, Dan, Mark's and Mark. That's a very balanced division. So. That could be the strongest division by far. Time will tell, though. It's only week one. So a lot that can happen. We've already had a trade today. JC talked about that. We got waiver wires coming up tonight. And then do we want to look ahead to next week?
Let's talk about next week's games.
I'll start with mine just because it's always at the top of my phone. Me and John. This is the only matchup all week that's between two unbeaten.
You guys are projected the exact same amount of points.
Yeah, and we're projected the exact same. Again, every other matchup next week is between 1-0 versus 0-1. So we could see a lot of 2-0 teams and we could see a lot of 0-2 teams, but... Me and John will guarantee there will at least be 1-2-0 and 1-1-1. Both can't win. The only 1-0 versus 1-0. Completely, it's a pick'em. Completely 50% even at the moment. A couple of notables. Miles Sanders on Monday night. That's dangerous. John's got Pat Mahomes on a quick week on Thursday. Do we want to just make picks?
Sure. I'm going to go with John. I think... this is a tough game to pick, but I just think he's got better matchups, like his players do.
That's true.
Miami's defense looked really good the other day. I mean, I feel like Mahomes could do well against the Chargers. He's going to throw probably like 7 touchdowns to Kelsey, so that'll be sick.
Yeah, I'm not going to enjoy watching Pat Mahomes on Thursday. That's going to be unfortunate. JC, what do you think about this matchup?
Quick pick. I'm going to have to go with a whiskey wiener until Saquon proves me otherwise. It goes down inevitably.
Saquon versus McCaffrey matchup.
Yeah, it's Saquon. A good matchup.
They're playing each other.
I've tried to tempt John with McCaffrey. I said, McCaffrey's been asking me about John. He's like, well, what happened to John? What? I kind of miss him. So, John, if you're listening, he's still on the... Actually, we're going to give John a call later on in this.
That is true.
But yeah, John, Christian wants to go home if you're listening. He's always there. He's been asking about you. Dave?
So the line is projected even.
Pick them.
I'm thinking Fort Worth Whiskey Wieners.
A lot of doubters in the room tonight. A lot of doubters. I don't know. McCaffrey versus the Giants could be absolute thrashing.
I just think thrashing. Mahomes might have like 50
yeah, that
points.
Could be scary.
Yeah, he could have like 50.
We'll see what T. Higgins' status is. I don't know. That'll be interesting to monitor throughout the week. Next matchup, we've got the 1-0 Marvin's Monsters versus the 0-1 Baby to Bed Disappointment. Notables, Jalen Hurts on Monday night for Connor. And then on the other end, we've got Mike Williams on Thursday, Devontae Smith.
Should
a lot of prime time for Baby Bed Disappointment. Projection, the line is Marvin's Monsters minus 7.4.
That's a big line.
It is a big line.
Big line. What do we think?
I'm going to say Marvin's going to start out 2-0 this year.
Yeah, wow. I've got to give it to Marvin as well. I mean,
Jonathan Taylor playing the Jaguars.
He's playing the Jags, so.
Terry's playing Detroit.
Yeah, this is a really good matchup for Marvin. Jonathan Taylor could feast again. I don't know about we'll see Jalen Hurts on Monday night against
the
Vikings.
Steelers,
that could be a competitive
game. Another 23-point game. because the Dolphins defense just had a 19-point game against the Patriots.
Yeah, that could be big for the Steelers.
Be shocked if there's not an interception.
Until Marvin shows me any letdown, I'm gonna roll with the Monsters as well.
Yeah. Connor's just gonna have to prove me wrong until for me to not vote for him every week at this point.
I like baby this week. I'm picking the bad disappointment.
Bad disappointment gets a vote from Davey. Next matchup, Gosgoon Squad versus Let's Go Brandon. Really good matchup. The line is favorited to Mark Gosney at 2.8 at the moment. Allen versus Bob's Titans again.
Shift 3 points for me in the morning.
Okay.
After the waivers go.
So Bob's picking up Jeff Wilson. And he's going to start him in the flex. Mark wants Josh Allen, or Mark's got Josh Allen projected 25.5 against a porous Titans defense on Monday night. Austin Eckler looking for a bounce back on Thursday. Bob's got a lot of prime time. Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones Sunday night versus the Bears. Kelce on Thursday night. It's going to come down to the prime times.
It will.
I'm terrified of Josh Allen on Monday night prime time, but I feel pretty good that all the stars on my team are out on prime time this week.
Mm. True. I'll make my pick. I'm going to go with Josh Allen has a Monday night just beat down, and Goz gets the win.
I think that Josh Allen is going to absolutely trash a trashy Tennessee Titans team.
It's going to make that game so much worse for you.
He's going to have 40 points. Bob's going to watch his fantasy team lose and his real life team lose at the same time. I don't think Bob was going to flop by
any
means.
It's a nightmare scenario.
He's going to have a good
thing going for him. It's a nightmare. Austin Eckler has a good game on Thursday to counteract Kelce.
Yeah. We'll know more then, but I mean, I just don't see Josh Allen not throwing for 5 touchdowns.
Are you going to start Jeff Wilson?
I haven't decided yet, but I'm definitely picking him up.
I'm still picking Mark.
Mark. It's a Mark sweep.
Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones are having the revenge game of the century.
They usually do play good against the Bears. That's true.
The Bears.
And they're back at home. That'll be helpful. Next matchup, we've got Don Crimpy, Lemon Drops versus Dallas Deep Throats. Really interesting matchup. Deep Throats currently the favorite by 6.8. Maybe a reason why is that New Orleans defense is projected just 4 points playing against the Bucs. That's interesting. All right, they're rolling with it. Keenan Allen also being out certainly does hurt.
He's not officially ruled out yet, but
doesn't look good.
Trade for Josh Palmer,
he will not play.
Josh Palmer, a good sub in, but
he's no Keenan Allen. That's probably like a 5.
It looks like we're rolling with Eency Beency Kyler Murray.
We are as of right now, but. Jameis, he's been chirping a lot in the locker room. I mean, he's just that guy sometimes. And come Sunday morning, I might wake up a little hungover and put in my guy.
Najee Harris said today that on SiriusXM, apparently, that he will be playing this weekend against the Patriots, which is kind of crazy. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be great for Dan, or it could be bad because he'll just injure himself more. So what do we think? Who are we picking?
Those Deep Throats offered me a trade with Najee Harris yesterday.
Not feeling confident with Najee.
He's not feeling confident with Najee, but I'm feeling confident in his team. I'm picking the Deep Throats in a big one over Don Crimpy's Lemon Drops.
2-0 would be the Deep Throats. Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Deep Throats here. Although I feel like it's like the best chance you have is Najee goes out and scores like 2 points. I feel like might happen. So
true.
I'm tempted to take Don Crimpy, but I feel like Dawson Knox is going to do better than 1 point. He might have a touchdown. That would be big. I just feel like his receivers
are good.
Tough to go against. So
good receivers. I don't know. I'm nervous about Tom versus the Saints.
I am a little nervous about that, but Tom played.
But Tom didn't have fantasy numbers. Yesterday. Yeah, he didn't have good fantasy numbers against the Cowboys. But I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be fit to put up good fantasy numbers. I think he's going to be fit to like win games. But like, I don't know. I might roll with Crimpy over here. I think the addition of Mark Andrews will give him a nice boost. Lamar will be throwing plenty of touchdowns his way. I think Dalvin will have a good game against the Eagles. DeAndre Swift feasted on the Eagles this past week, so I think Dalvin on Monday night is going to have a big game. Next matchup, Bennett Nice and Matt Hunt. Team Starkville Hunt is the favorite by 3.8. Notables, we have Stephon Diggs on Monday night. DeAndre Swift playing the Redskins for Nice.
Playing the who?
The Commanders. Sorry. Joe Mixon for Nice playing the boys. And then Michael Pittman will be at Jacksonville. What do we think?
I feel like Nice is going to change his lineup before this. And will be projected probably about the same as Matt. So I feel like it's probably a closer matchup. I want to go.
Is he going to start Mostert again? Or James Robinson will be
he's
it.
He's going to put Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas will definitely be playing. Flex, yeah.
And James Robinson.
And then Kittle, if he plays, that could be a boost as well.
I'm going to go with Nice on this one. His team surprised me week one. I mean, I didn't think that matchup was going to be as close as it ended up being, especially with him starting Raheem Mostert as his RB2 and CD having, what, like, 3 points. He still scored, what, 99?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with bye week on this one.
Matt Hunt could secretly develop one of the better wide receiver trios in this league. I really like Diggs, Hollywood, and Cortland Sutton, but he's lacking an RB2 right now. Damian Pierce got out touched by Rex Burkhead, and that's never fun.
By a lot.
Not encouraging. But I think... I do think Nice gets it back this week. I don't know. I think Michael Pittman has a monster game. I feel confident. I think Kirk Cousins is going to have 20-plus points against the Eagles defense on Monday night. I think Joe Mixon runs the ball really well against the Cowboys. I'm going to go with Nice.
I'm also going to go with Nice. I agree with most of your points there. Once he makes his adjustments, he'll be the line will be sitting right there. If Kittle plays... Who knows how that impacts the game. But I agree that Justin Jefferson will feast on Monday night, which means Kirk will as well. So I'm going to pick Nice. I'm probably going to pick against Matthew every single week.
Bye week middle finger. Clean sweep.
All the way around, Nice. Dixie Normus, core fucker. Here we go. This one is 20-point difference right now.
But Ryan is playing... Eight people that are...
Yeah, Rodrigo Blankenship got dropped today, so that's hurtful for Ryan. He's got to get a new kicker. His kicker is gone.
He's fat Randy.
True. Justin Jefferson is in his flex, just in case, I guess, something happens for Monday night. Does he take offense to that? Maybe. Will Dobbins play? Who knows? Will Allen Robinson get more than 2 points? I hope so this week. It should be a bounce back. Will Alan Lazard play? A lot of question marks. Chris Godwin, what's his status? Probably not going to play. Remember, Ryan actually can't make any waiver wire pickups, so he might not have a kicker.
He's been active on the trades.
He might not have a kicker unless he makes
a
trade.
That's a good point.
So that was an unfortunate...
kicker this week.
Unfortunate release in Rodrigo Blankenship. So maybe someone could try to make a trade to Ryan to help him out and get something good in return. Dave's got three running backs projected over 15. I guess Daryl Henderson's projected that just because he's playing the Falcons. But like,
I don't really believe that.
Henderson did not look very good
Thursday.
I
don't even know if he's going to get the lead role again. And even if he does, I don't think he'll get 15 points.
Yeah, definitely interesting. We'll see how that goes. Dalton Schultz obviously takes a hit with no Dak Prescott. What are we going? What are we going with?
I'm going to go with Dixie Normus here. Ryan's got some holes to fill that may be tough with this waiver ban. And there's some injury on his team. I feel like Davis has quite the advantage.
On Tuesday night, there's still just so much to question about Ryan's team and who's healthy and with his kicker being released. That's tough. As of now, I got to make the educated pick with Dave.
He can't pick up a kicker.
No, yeah. So he's without a kicker unless someone trades him one.
Ryan, I'll trade you Randy Baller for Justin Jefferson.
I'll take anyone on your bench for a kicker, honestly.
Ryan, I'll pick up a kicker. Trade him to you.
That's this just seems so unfortunate.
One day or more.
That sucks.
Crimpy?
Given the kicker situation, unless that changes, I mean, it's I just have to pick Dixie Dormus. I don't even know if that will be a kicker will be really enough to sway it. I think Trey Lance is not looking great, especially compared to Justin Herbert. And the running backs are weak as well. I mean, he'll probably be carried by Justin Jefferson, but it won't be enough.
I will say, I don't really get to pick, but I'll give my 2 cents. I'm worried for Trey Lance. I think, like, I'm worried to play against him. I think he's going to have a nice week, too. I feel a rushing touchdown coming on.
Monday night Justin Jefferson is also terrifying.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Monday night Dallas Goedert now. Two Monday night players.
Yeah, true.
Two Monday night players is scary.
True. Next matchup, maybe the worst matchup of the week on paper,
is
Sue and Hud. I mean, this could be a future Lemonade Bowl prediction with how things have gone. Goff girls officially in the lineup. Name change hasn't come with it.
Which team takes a bigger hit for Dak's loss in this game? Sue or
Hud? Yeah, for real. Yeah. That's a great question. That is a great question. The thing is, one of these teams gets to be 1-1 somehow, and that's unreal. And that is unreal. Sue had a deadly duo with his receivers. Cooper Kupp, terrifying against the Falcons. That smells like a 30-point game. I mean, what do we even do here? What's the pick?
I'm going to go with the luck of Sue in this league and the fact that he's riding with Goff's girls. And
yep.
I played as Goff's girls for 1 week last year, and it was against Hudson, and I pulled out the win. So I honestly don't know how this game's going to go, but I'm just picking Sue on this one. Depending on – that may change, though, depending on if Alvin plays. Because I know that's boosting a lot of
– Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
I can never pick against Jared Goff. Somehow I started him for an entire year and still made the playoffs, so I have a soft spot for Jared Goff. Sue's going to win.
I'm actually also going to pick Sue, as long as Kamara plays. I think we see a bounce-back week from him.
I think Cole Kmet will do better than 0 points.
I hope so.
I don't think he'll do much better.
Well, I think he'll do at least better than that, though.
I think he'll get probably 2 catches for 15 yards.
I can see that.
So I don't think that's anything to
that's
to
2 points.
Over.
That's 2 points.
Cam Akers has been sent down to the bench. I think that's a good call. But this game's going
to
be ugly.
He may have to play him, though, if Alvin doesn't play.
That is true. That would be tough.
I think
Sue suffers less than Hud does from the
I think Hud's
absence
gonna be
of Dak Prescott.
Significantly hurt by that.
Yeah.
You know, by the grace of our Lord and Savior, our grandmother, Hudson Anthony, is favored in a game by 3.5 points. I have to take
him. Wow.
I'm taking grandma.
I like it.
We'll all learn this week what Jared Goff is made of, and I can't wait to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Last matchup, Cock and Balls coming off a loss versus the Stinkers. Stinkers projected by a little under 5 points. No Elijah Mitchell for Steven. He's already in his IR slot. But he's got one on Thursday night, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, but he'll be done by 4, whereas Jeff has Henry Singletary all on Monday night. So what are we thinking?
I'm going to go with Stinky on this one. I feel like Chubb and Hunt, they're playing the Jets. They could feast.
True.
There could be a feast for his RB1 and 2 there. Jeff having to start Darnell Mooney is tough. I feel like this is wide receiver 2 compared to Devontae Adams and Jalen Waddle. So I'm going to go with Stinky on that one. And is Harrison Butker going to play?
That's a good question. I don't know if he's going to
play.
I don't think he is. I'm going to go with the Stinkers as well. Yeah, they're going to win.
Also, Jeff's cursed. So.
Jeff is still cursed.
Two letters. P-U.
Stinkers are stinky. They're stinky this season. They're very stinky.
I'm going to go ahead and put the Stinkers on top here. I think he wins in every single position.
Wow, so it's a beatdown.
Except for tight end.
Okay.
It's a beatdown.
Beatdown. All right, so that's a preview of the week. So we want to call a league member before we go?
Call John.
We called John last week. We did a nice interview with him, and then we didn't air it. So
scrap the episode because someone said something to get us canceled.
Yeah, there were some like, choice words.
Like a former team name that someone said earlier in the episode.
Bobby and Bobbers, what's up, baby?
You're back on the podcast since we scrapped the episode last week.
Welcome back.
You're on air.
Welcome back. We scrapped last week's episode, so we had to make up for it and bring you back on.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Can you help us with some questions? Let's hear it.
Yep. So we asked you last week how you're thinking about your team. Did he score the most points in week one?
He scored
the most points in week one, and you beat HUD. It was the biggest margin of victory. How are things feeling in Fort Worth right now?
Dude, I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I don't expect that from my boys every week now. That was a little lucky. Saquon with a 30 bomb. P. Mahomes. I mean, look at him go. But I think we got a solid team. We got a good shot at making the playoffs at least.
Were there any foul words between you two?
Dude, Hudson wasn't here all weekend. I think I've seen Hud once in like the past 4 days.
Wow.
So I haven't been able to talk much.
Hud's not focused
today.
On
Is it
on
time? Is it
year.
Time for us to start questioning Hud's dedication
Hud's
to the
loyalty
league?
To the league.
Oh man, I mean. Barely making the draft, maybe making 2 picks in the draft.
And making the worst 2 picks.
He was texting me a little bit. I got to give him that. He was texting me about fantasy while he was in Memphis. So there I think it's go. On his mind, but I don't know, man. I don't know where the dedication
is. It's somewhere in there.
it's locked down there somewhere.
But you got a big win. Saquon was back. I think that was the storyline for
I think Saquon is back, hopefully.
Saquon looks back. Jamar Chase.
Looks a little back.
Chase at pick 18 may be the steal of the draft. Do you have any like
Dude,
anything
really
to say
be.
To Bob?
I mean, I was Kelsey. A little nervous about him, but we'll see once T comes
That's
back. We'll see if he still gets all them targets. We'll see.
I think we're going to be talking throughout the year how Bob passed on Jamar Chase twice. Not once. Twice.
You guys passed on
Kelsey
twice.
And Kelsey's a stud.
No, we only passed on Kelsey once.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Everyone only passed
on. Oh, wait, yeah, you're right.
You're the only person.
No one passed on anyone.
You're the only person that passed on a top 10 guy.
The only person that passed on twice.
I don't care.
Y'all have all done something real funny this episode.
Yeah, so that we're going to hang that one on Bob's head the entire year.
I think we might have to.
No.
Talk about your
receivers are just fine.
Talk about your Sunday night football experience getting a CeeDee Lamb jersey.
I mean, what a day it was. I woke up. This isn't football related. Watching F1. Watch my boy Max Verstappen get the dub.
Virgin. Virgin Max Verstappen.
It was straight into football from there on out. Watched the afternoon games at my place. Drove the dance. We watched a little bit of the second games. We headed to the stadium. Dan bought a 12-pack right as we were walking into the stadium, so we had to pound 12-pack on the walk from our car to the gate.
Was it just...
So, we were a little drunky-poo walking into the arena, but it was great. I had some liquid confidence, bought a jersey, and then we got smacked. So, you know, it was a good time.
Was it just you, Dan, and Blake Bird? Or was Nina
there? It was me, Dan, and Blake for, like, the pregame at the stadium, and then Nina and Grayson showed up.
I can't imagine Blake was pleased with the team's performance.
Dude. Blake was – I think he was a little drunk, so I don't think he even spoke any words.
He was just in awe.
Was there beef with Dan after the game since he was
the
only one going for the Bucs?
I think he got lost in the stadium for about half of the second half.
Yeah, there was some audible boos from the stadium pretty early on.
They started coming out in the third quarter.
The boo birds were out.
The stadium was okay the first half. We still had hope. And then the second half, we just did nothing still, and it got bad.
My theory is that Jerry Jones saying that Dak's only out for 4 weeks is just so like Cowboys fans keep buying tickets and going to games.
No, oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, hopefully the tickets plummet and I can go to all the games. But we'll
yeah, no, exactly. Like I want to be able to go for $50. What are you saying, Bob?
We need to know how he's feeling about y'all's match.
Oh yeah. So me and you face each other this week, John.
Yep.
It is the only matchup in our slate between two undefeated teams, which is ridiculous.
Ooh.
Every other matchup is either 1-0 versus 0-1.
Dude, I'm excited to play you. I feel like it could be a playoff matchup. I think your team's looking really solid. I think my team's got an okay shot to get there. You never know, but we look okay. And I think it could be a big matchup, me and you here.
It's completely even. The line is -0.
Dude,
it's a pick-em.
We're minus, what, 0.1?
No, we were both projected the same right now.
112.2.
To the dot.
Yeah, I thought I was like -0.1, but yeah, we are crazy close.
To the dot.
Dude,
right
when
now.
When we drafted our teams, I looked at yours and I was like, he had the same exact draft strategy as I did.
I know. I loved your team. I liked Saquon Barkley, and of course, Bob passing on Chase twice has benefited you. And
Hey, bring it up one more time.
John already had a running back. I had to get a running back.
I don't know.
I knew I was getting Kelce.
Okay. You chose Kelce over
you
him.
Could have gotten a running, you could have gotten one. Yeah, I texted you earlier this week. I don't know if that was yesterday or today about potentially bringing Christian McCaffrey back home. What are your thoughts on that? I told you Christian has been like texting me late at night, like, where did John go? Like,
my hands.
I thought I was gonna see John. Yeah, aside from his hamstring hurting, he's been like, I really miss John. So
you know, man, it's like a text. It's like a messy ex. I love him, but I just don't know if I can get attached to him again. It hurt too bad last year. It put me through about 4 weeks of just constant trading, which, yeah, it was fun, but at the same time, it sucked. So I just don't know if I can go through it again.
Well, he's always there if you ever change your mind. If Saquon ever wants to come on over, then I'll be...
Make the switch?
Yeah.
We may have to look at that later in the road.
Yeah, just give it a few peeks.
Yeah, it's on my mind. I'll tell you that much. CMC, he'll never leave my mind.
Yeah, as long as he's in there. As long as he's in there, then that's fine. Before we end the episode, do you have a lock of the week after a tough week one of betting all around?
Yeah, it was a brutal week. I was an idiot and parlayed every game I did. I did zero straight bets, which is
the best way to do
it. I told myself I was going to stop doing that and just bet straight so I can win some money this year, and I did not listen to myself. So I am
for this week.
I'm $80 in the hole right now. So
we gotta
climb our way out of here. I haven't looked at the slate yet, boys, so I'm sorry. I don't know if I have a lock.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm going to start taking a look this week.
What about the Thursday night game? The Chargers versus your boy Pat.
True.
Oh, yeah, I love that game.
Scared about that one.
I'll give you a lock right now. What's that line?
Okay, let's look at it.
I'm
probably just going to close my eyes all Thursday night.
It's got to be like, I'm going to guess KC -2.5.
It's -4 KC.
Okay. So right there, you're getting some value in the Chargers. I'm gonna go Chargers.
All right.
Is Keenan Allen already hurt?
Yeah.
Keenan Allen is hurt. Fine. All right.
KC, lock it.
All right. KC's now the lock.
I like it.
After a quick switch, it's KC -4 is the lock to end the podcast.
Lock it.
Sweet. Any final words for the league?
Boys, it's gonna be fun. I'm still looking to make a trade, so everyone hit me up.
That's true.
And I need it.
Yep, that's right. John, who had double-digit trades, yet to make one, so hit up his inbox.
Yep. All
right, that's John Creel, league member, owner of Fort Worth Whiskey Wieners.
Yes, sir.
All right,
remember,
see you, John.
The name.
See you. There's John. That's how we'll wrap up our podcast. Any last words from y'all?
Let's go, Brandon. Brandon Country,
Let's
ride.
I had something earlier, but I don't know.
Anything volatile?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
Aaron Rodgers,
sure.
Go fuck yourself.
That's pretty easy for me. Just, this is a warning, so you don't play this out loud or in front of women.
at the end?
Yeah. No, because I'm about to say it.
Oh.
Ryan, you fucking dipstick cunt. I'm about to literally rub your face all over my ball sack this week, you bitch.
I like
Let's
that.
Go. All right. That's a good
that
way to
close it.
That
goes double for you, Mark.
That's your commissioner. That's your commissioner right there. That's our week one, week two. I don't even know what it's called. Podcast.
Week two
podcast.
Week
1.5 podcast. Because we're right in between.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everyone enjoys this one and enjoys their week two.
We'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you next week and on Sunday
and in person next week.
True. See ya. Bye.